This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good morning. Well, national ag issues were a hot topic at this year's Trade Talk in Kansas City, and American Soybean Association President Ron Moore says the group has been busy advocating for farmers in D.C. Ron is, of course, a farmer himself, and he happens to be from our home state of Illinois. Ron and I talked about harvest, extend soybeans, and the issues they've been talking about with legislators.
Things are good back home. We finished harvest last Friday and did a little bit of, we cleaned the cattle pits and then did a little bit of tillage. And so we're kind of on the downhill slide trying to get some limestone applied and some other fertilizer applied to make sure we're ready for the 2018 crop year.
Sounds great. So Roseville, northwest of where we're located at, our listening area, yields and crop conditions this year. Comments about that?
Yeah, well, we have what I would consider a normal spring. We had a little bit of cool, wet weather after planting. Dry June. May and June were dry. We were concerned about the lack of moisture. Actually, we had cracks in our soybean fields that were a foot deep, so we were very concerned about the lack of moisture. Caught very nice rains in the first week of July, 5 to 8 inches in the different of our areas of our farm. Then turned off dry again in August, and so that was a little concerning again, but we caught another 3-inch rain right around the Farm Progress Show time, so in the end of August. So excellent yields, much better than we anticipated, near record, if not a record on our farm.
Comments about just relating, kind of taking off your hat with American Soybean Association and putting on your farmer hat. Governor Rauner just declared that emergency harvest declaration. You're finished. Guys in our listening area, a lot of them are close to being done. Comments about that? Do you think that's going to have a big help for certain farmers in areas of the state? Because what I have seen, a lot of the fields are already out.
I don't think it's going to be a huge help at this stage in November. In my opinion, if our neighboring states do this as a matter of course every year, they add 10% to their ability to haul grain. But they do it in the beginning, towards the middle of September, and they do it for 60 days. And so most of the crop is harvested now. It's a little too late to be a huge benefit. It is a benefit, and I hope the governor will consider making it a little earlier declaration next year.
Now, kind of switching back to your work with the American Soybean Association and also as a farmer, one of the big issues this year with soybeans was a new technology, Xtend Beans and spraying dicamba, and there was some drift issues. I'm not sure that it impacted yields the way that we were thinking it was going to, but American Soybean Association's comment about that.
Well, we're very concerned about that because we represent all soybean farmers, and soybean farmers need this new technology to help combat some of these weeds. But we want to make sure we use it correctly. We don't want to have anything we do go on to our neighbors and negatively affect their crop. So when you wake up one morning and your soybean field looks different than it did yesterday morning, that's concerning. And so you're wondering whether or not it's going to, you know, cause a yield loss. You're wondering whether or not your beans will mature correctly. And there's all sorts of questions that go in your mind. And so a lot of those answers to those questions haven't been found yet. And so we're working with the land-grant universities across the Midwest growing soybean growing areas, trying to find the answers. Is it volatility that is causing it to get up and move? Is it misapplication? Is there something going on with the weather conditions? I mean, do we have more temperature inversions in June and July than we do in April and May? So there's still a lot of unanswered questions, and so we're kind of waiting to say this was what the problem was until we have those land-grant universities give those results back of their, publish their results, and that'll hopefully be sometime in early winter. But the EPA has come out with a new label, and they've declared, they've recommended that the new formulations of dicamba be a restricted-use pesticide. There's also a yearly training that you have to get a certification to apply the new formulations of dicamba to make sure that everybody understands exactly what needs to be done, because this is new formulations. It's different mixing instructions than what we have normally been used to. And so we want to make sure that we don't give EPA a reason to say, you can't use this technology anymore because there's too many problems. That will lead to another problem, because then we'll have all of these soybean varieties with the resistance to the new formulations like dicamba in the marketplace, and no legal herbicide that can be sprayed over the top. So we're going to continue to have problems. So we need to make sure we educate ourselves on exactly how to use it, how to mix it, and find the answers if it is volatilization. What can we do to eliminate the opportunity for that to volatilize in the wrong manner? So we just have more education that needs to go on during the winter months.
Does the association agree with the EPA's ruling to add the herbicide to the restricted use list?
Yes, we do. We think it's a good step. We feel like it's important that we continue to have that restricted use for the new formulations. Make sure that farmers understand and are educated on how to use it.
So today I've had this conversation with several of the booths of people that are here, and that's about ag issues, and whether that's trade or the upcoming farm bill. All of these things are important to farmers. As far as those issues go and the American Soybean Association stance on them, or what the work that you're doing, how are you standing up for farmers? You know, what conversations have you guys been having? What are you doing?
Well, trade is the big issue. Is 60% of the soybeans raised in the United States go into the export market. So trade issues are a huge deal. We've been, since March, our meeting in December in Washington, D.C., we've been meeting with many of the agencies, the Commerce, the Treasury Department. We met twice with the U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer. We met with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. And trade has been the focus of our conversations because it is so important. So our message has been, all of these trade deals don't do any harm to agriculture, not just soybeans, but agriculture as a whole. And so we're a little concerned with the rhetoric that's coming out of D.C. on the NAFTA renegotiations, because that seems to be something that the administration may have backed themselves into a corner where they can't do anything. But if they can't get an agreement with Canada and Mexico to make these changes they want, they may have no choice but to say face and withdraw. If that happens, that's going to do an immense harm to agriculture, specifically soybeans and the meat exports that we have with Canada and Mexico.
Well, I think any farmers listening to this, whether they're growing soybeans or not, are thankful that you're advocating for them. So I think that is definitely a positive, and props to the organization for that. One thing you did want to mention, you are lacking a CEO currently.
Right. Yeah, our CEO, former CEO Steve Sinski, was confirmed as the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture behind Secretary Sonny Perdue. And so we've initiated a search process, and we have great applicants that we've have applied, and we're in the process of sorting through those names and getting ready to start some interviews this winter. So we're in the process, and we're excited about Steve being the number two at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He brings such a passion and advocacy skill set to the Washington, D.C. that, quite honestly, is sorely missed. And we need someone, and many more people like Steve, that can be vocal spokespeople for agriculture. We're excited about his next portion of his career, but we're saddened that he's leaving, and kind of excited about the opportunity to find someone to replace him right now.
Ron Moore, American Soybean Association President from Roseville, Illinois. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.